Okay, I'm Professor Dov Shinar. I am Dean of the School of Communication at Netanya Academic College. I used to be a professional journalist, helped to start up Israel Television back in the late 60s, and have a long record of academic life and professional life. I think it's a good thing to start with talking about extremism and moderation. Because I think that in the Middle East, and it's really classic for the Middle East, there is a kind of alliance between extremists of every side. In other words, I think that the Palestinian extremists, other Arab extremists, and Israeli extremists, they are strengthening each other by not willing to reach a settlement, by saying it's all ours, and so on and so forth. So this kind of extremism should be counteracted by another kind of alliance of the people who are willing to give up in order to have peace, to give up territory, to give up rights, to give up dreams in order to have a better life for everybody involved. Otherwise, I don't know where we are going to end up. So in this sense, I think that both Israel and Turkey can serve as an example, notwithstanding the situation right now. Because I think that the experience, the common experience of Israel and of Turkey in the parties that are promoting the idea of understanding between, even between enemies, I think this is common for Turkey and for Israel as well, of at least a certain part of Israel with which I identify. So in this sense, I think it would be quite interesting to see peace-seeking people from Turkey, from Israel, from Egypt, from Jordan, from other moderate Islamic countries counteracting this tendency towards extremism, which doesn't lead anywhere. In other words, if we are talking about a two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians, if you start saying Jerusalem is all ours and nobody else has rights in Jerusalem, this doesn't lead anywhere. If there is a problem with some of the territories, as long as we occupy, Israel occupies territories, there are going to be problems, especially in areas like Gaza, notwithstanding the extremist part of the current ruling in Gaza. But I think that the population in Gaza is really suffering, not just because Israel, but also because their own government, which is led by extremists who are not willing to compromise with Israel. On the other hand, Israeli extremists are not willing to compromise with Gaza. And in a way, this is the story of the Marmara. This is the story of how things between Turkey and Israel went sour. And I think that in this sense, a settlement could be arranged, provided again that the Israeli government and the Turkish government reach some kind of settlement. And I think Israel should be very, I wouldn't say generous, but I would say Israel should be very well-meaning in this sense, in order to meet the common interests of Israel and Turkey. So this is one point. My second point is what's happening exactly at this moment in the negotiations about the formation of a new Israeli government. Here I'm very preoccupied because there is an extremist element now in the Israeli government, in the new Israeli government to be formed tonight. Exactly tonight. And in this sense, I think that the idea of not compromising, although we have certain moderate elements going into the government, but they are not a majority, the current Israeli government, at least at this moment, is not very encouraging towards the line I'm talking about. And I think that if this government holds on, it will have to make a very, very strong effort to think otherwise, in other ways than brought for their election. It's not just the parties, it's also the right-wing population in Israel, which I think in many ways should be convinced, should be, if you wish, re-educated in terms of reaching a settlement, reaching an agreement. Unfortunately, at this point in time, the government which is being formed is problematic in this sense, exactly in a way that other governments in the Middle East are problematic in this sense. I think that the so-called Arab Spring has brought a lot of sentiment and a lot of hard feelings, and what's going on in Egypt is very, very of my concern, because Egypt is a key player in the Middle East and should be a key player. And the way in which the well-meant revolution is taking is quite preoccupying. And the same goes for other countries in the Middle East, so that the situation at present is not very encouraging. On the other hand, I think there are signs that that might announce a different pace of things. I mean, first of all, the visit of President Obama to this country in about a week's time. I don't think Obama is going to pressure Israel in ways of exerting power, exerting threats, but his involvement might help to moderate a little bit the lines which the current Israeli government is about to take. I think that President Obama is a very key player in the relations between Turkey and Israel, because both of us, Turkey and Israel, have common interests in the area, and I think also in terms of the philosophy of life. Not necessarily religion, although even in religion I think we can find very many points of cohesion between Islam and Judaism. After all, they came from the same source in many ways. Yeah, and even the Quran has a lot of similarities with the Old Testament and so on and so forth. So if we go deep into this situation, we might really reach something. And I think it's all up to the leaders. I think that the key factor here is to have those countries you mentioned recognize that Zionism, for example, not just Judaism, but even Zionism, has been a national movement and not necessarily an oppressive movement. The oppressive turn of Israel in terms of occupation and so on and so forth is a result of misunderstandings, maybe between Judaism and Islam, maybe between Arab nationalism and Israeli Zionism. And as soon as all those elements become extremist, like we said in the beginning of our conversation, this leads to difficulty. As soon as we Israelis can recognize that the developments in Turkey, from Kemalism to what is going on there right now, are in many ways the wish of the people, which are being used by some politicians, if I may say. The same happens in my country, the same happens in Israel, that there is a wish for peace, and this wish is being steered by some extreme elements in, I think, wrong directions. I hope you are not going to erase what I'm just saying, but I think it's valid criticism, and I think I should warn the Egyptian direction. I should warn what's going on in other areas, in order to prevent more extremism and bring up perhaps a more moderate line, a line of understanding. And in this sense, let me say I'm all for Israel apologizing for what happened with the Marmara. I'm all for Turkey being lenient, being more generous towards the Israeli presence in this area, because we are here to stay, and it's very dangerous to adopt lines of other Islamic countries farther away in the Middle East, which are talking about destroying Israel, about uprooting our national, the result of our national movement. And in this sense, I think that Turkey and Israel could be very active players and very positive players. But I really mean that when you talk about common interest, and that the people in both countries, what they really want is to have a good life, to have a moral life, a life with meaning. And not the meaning that that many political leaders are dictating to us in both countries, or are using for some purposes, but just the simple thing that everybody has a right to carry on a good life, and a good life means a moral life. A good life means a good view of the other, and a good attitude towards the other. It means not to persecute anybody, and so on and so forth.